You're listening to Vectis Radio. We just played you some Taylor Swift. And as if by magic, we have someone on the telephone that is going to tell us about a brilliant event, a brilliant play that's going to be happening at the Apollo right on our doorstep. So we've got to say good afternoon to Jake. Jake, how are you?
Hello, Ian. Yeah, I'm absolutely fine. We have got a play coming up soon, and we are now a matter of days away. So it's all now, hands on deck, just, getting ready, making sure our lines are in, our costumes are sorted, and Friday night, Midsummer Night's Dream.
So let's, before we start talking about that, let's talk about Jake James Harrison, teacher, journalist, actor, loads of stuff you've been up to. And let's, how did you first of all get into to acting? What inspired you?
Well, I actually started acting, really. I was a journalist in London, and I lost that job. I used to work for a national newspaper, and I lost it during COVID. And so I thought to myself, well, okay, I'm out of work now because I lost that job in 2020. And so I thought I'd go and get a stable job, be sensible. So I became an actor. What I did really is I became an extra. I got in extra work. At the time, there was a few productions being filmed just, post-COVID. And I ended up doing stuff like The Crown, Holby City. I did some smaller shows, and I got really into it. And I think it was perhaps the freedom of, being able to travel around again. London was, the UK was coming out of lockdown, and just, doing something different, meeting people. And I just really enjoyed it. I think maybe dressing up, it was fun. And then, I started to take it really seriously, ended up getting an agent, got some headshots, did a few courses. Then I started doing student films and short films. And then when I came back to the Isle of Wight in late 2023, I did a big job in India for a television series. And I thought, well, I owe it to myself to go and train at the theatre. So I joined the wonderful Apollo Theatre in Newport. And I've been there now since, 2024. Friday will be my third play, A Midsummer Night's Dream, first Shakespeare play. And, it's just such a wonderful little theatre because everybody's so kind. Everyone works so hard. It's all, voluntary. And they put on, seven productions a year. And I actually find theatre stage acting a lot more exciting than doing screen acting, to be fair. Because when the curtain goes up, Ian, and there's no one there to save you, the magic happens. And I've just carried it on, really. I mean, I do other things. I teach. And I do some work for my family, still do a bit of journalism. I did a bit for the Isle of Wight Observer the year before last, and little bits and bobs here and there. But no, I am a fully committed, very happy member of the Apollo Theatre. I'm a player, as they say in the
fantastic
theatre player.
Brilliant, good for you. Now, tell me about A Midsummer Night's Dream. Are you in it?
I am in it. Yes, I am in it. Yes. So for March the 27th, so this Friday, as we welcome the Easter break for the kids, from school. So right until the through to April the 4th, the Apollo Theatre in Newport will be transforming the stage into an enchanted forest of mischief, runaway lovers, and a very famous donkey. So, whether you're a lifelong Shakespeare fan or not, or you're just looking for a lovely family night out, full of laughs, dance routines, come along to the show. It's there is something for everybody. There's going to be great costumes, and we're actually going to be basing Shakespeare's famous play around the Isle of Wight. So there will be lots of Isle of Wight references, jingles, slang, and I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, as I say, we're all now ready to go. We've got a couple more rehearsals this week. Everyone has worked so tirelessly, over the last few months. I mean, I think we started back in late November, and it's a really big cast. I mean, there's about 20 of us, all from the youngest cast member's 9, the oldest cast member, I don't want to say their age, so but it's a mix of all ages, and we've just been like one big family, and it's great because we start as Easter holidays start for the kids, so it's a show for everyone.
So people get to see it for the first time this Friday. How many times can they see it over the period of next week? As you rightly say, it's half term week, so it's definitely somewhere for the kids to go and watch. So how many times are you on stage?
So we go up Friday, we do Friday, Saturday, and then we take Sunday, Monday off, and then we go back again next Tuesday all the way through until the following Saturday. So we're doing, what's that, is that about seven, if I've got my maths right, seven nights, yeah. So Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. We begin around 7:30. The show's around 2 hours long with a 15-minute interval. And we've sold quite a few tickets so far, but there are still seats available. So tickets are, I think they're around £10, and you can get them from the, you know, the Apollo Theatre box office or the website. So feel free to phone up or go on the website or also on TicketSource too. So there are, you know, a few seats available, still, but we're hoping to be, you know, as sold out as best we can. So we're furiously trying to get the word out. So thank you very much, by the way, for having me on to plug the show.
No worries, Jake. I really hope that it's a success. I'm thinking it's going to be. I've got positive vibes. It's lovely to know that there's 20 odd people that are involved and all working hard and all going to entertain. And boy, are they going to need a break after those 7 days of all of those shows?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the Apollo Theatre. I mean, I've only been there what now, almost a couple of years, but. You know, it's great theatre, and it does produce, you know, around, you know, 7 shows a year. It's recently won, you know, winner of Best Play at the Isle of Wight Theatre Awards. It hosts the NTV Live evenings where you can go and watch a famous play on the screens. You know, it's also very welcoming too. I mean, you know, they have their coffee mornings at 10:30 every Saturday. Everyone's there of all ages with tea and a, you know, biscuit. And, you know, I was just so welcomed. And as I say, you know, we have got a big cast, and it's incredible what you can pack into that theatre. I think we're around 150 people capacity. You know, everyone from the set designers to the assistant stage managers to the floors to the cleaners to everybody. I'm going to, you know, I can't remember everyone's name, but it's incredible how hard we all work to put on a play for the local community. You know, tickets are reasonably priced. Refreshments are reasonably priced, and we put on great shows. And it's not just Shakespeare. I understand some people do get put off by Shakespeare's language. You know, it's all the, you know, thys and thuses and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But this is going to be a fun Shakespeare play. And, you know, as I said, it's going to be, you know, of all ages. It will appeal to all ages. It's going to be relaxed. It's going to be friendly. It's not going to be too dramatic. I have a bit of a dramatic role myself, so I think I'm going to be the angriest actor on stage. But apart from that, I think everyone's going to enjoy it. So we are really looking forward to going up on stage on Friday.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You didn't say who you were playing, though, Jake.
I can indeed, yes. So I am playing Oberon. So I am the powerful king of the fairies, most famously in Shakespeare's play, depicted as the husband of Queen Titania. So I suppose you would describe me as mischievous, manipulative. I'm a ruler, and I use my magic to control meddling human love lives and provoke conflict. So famously, I ordered the mischievous servant, Puck, who is my, say, fairy apprentice, to use the love potion to make people fall in love, but not always with who they want to fall in love with. So I'll leave it there, but I'm you know, quite a devious character, quite a grumpy character too. So luckily for me, projection on the stage won't be a problem, because I do have lots of, you know, shouting and, you know, anger.
All right, it sounds fantastic, Jake. I really hope it goes well. I'm going to tell people to get themselves to Apollo Theatre website, get yourself a ticket. It's on for, you say, 7 days, and I think you ought to change your name to Jakespeare.
Yeah, Jakespeare. I never thought about that before. I mean, I'm very excited. I always said to myself when I became an actor, one day I will go and do Shakespeare. I think it's, you know, he's obviously such an iconic, you know, playwright, that I'm nervous and also very excited to be going to do it, you know, my first Shakespeare. So I can't wait. I'm, you know, ready to go. So I can't wait to see you all there.
Fantastic. Thanks for taking the time out, Jake, to talk to us. And hopefully you'll come back to the studio at some point and let us know how life is treating you.
I will. Thank you, Ian. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.